Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the fastest 30 minutes of sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. Welcome in. Give us a call, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. This week on the fastest 30 minutes of sports, Donovan McNabb gets benched by Shanahan. Why? Brett Favre not in the top five of all-time quarterbacks. Really? Kerry Wood returns to the Chicago Cubs for 1 year? Wow. We're going to get into it all. We're also going to have, obviously, all your fantasy love for those of you in the playoffs and your fantasy football leagues. We'll take a look at your Week 15. We've got just down code Lad 5 Watch from ESPN. And, of course, the one and only. The one and only. The only place you can get the VIN picks for Week 15 is right here on the fastest 30 minutes of sports. Again, let's get into it. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Welcome again, December 17th, 2010. I am Vinny Moore.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Oh, here we go already. All right, someone needs to get sacked and fired. Let's first start with all the love from the National Basketball Association. Things going on right now. For those of you who are watching maybe ESPN, ESPN in HD earlier tonight, you saw Miami run its win streak to 11 as they came into Madison Square Garden, took care of the Knicks 113-91. The Lakers, a 93-81 winner over the Sixers. The Indiana Pacers, 108-99 over the Cavs. At the half right now, it is Dallas 54-42 over Phoenix. Earlier finals from earlier tonight, the Houston Rockets, a 103-87 winner over Memphis. The Toronto Raptors, a 98-92 winner over the Nets. Atlanta, a 90-85 win over Charlotte. The Clippers, 109-88. Blake Griffin has a big game in that one. New Orleans, 100. Utah, 71. Oklahoma City, or as we like to say, the Sonics of OKC, a 102-87 win over Sacramento. Game still going on right now. Portland 55-52 with about a minute 20 left in the second quarter. And as we told you earlier, coming out into the third quarter, Dallas, a 54-42 leader over the Phoenix Suns. So a light night for the most part in the National Basketball Association. We said in the intro, we want to talk about it right now. Donovan McNabb, Mount Carmel grad, Syracuse University grad, did some great things in Philadelphia, led them to many NFC championship games, won Super Bowl alongside, of course, T.O. In a game that they were quite competitive in. He's had a great career. I don't know if he's going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. From my perspective, certainly he is. But Donovan McNabb now benched by Mike Shanahan for this game at Dallas coming up. I understand that, you know, Shanahan's got some tough decisions. I mean, once they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, it was a chance for Shanahan to obviously look at some of the other players and make what he felt was the best decisions about his Redskins squad. I got to tell you right now, if I'm Donovan McNabb, with that surrounding cast I had this year, you can't feel like you got a fair shake, and I'm sure he is not. I did hear a brief thing from Adam Schefter earlier saying Donovan felt disrespected by that whole situation, and that's obvious. That's kind of an obvious thing. So not even the number two quarterback this week. He's been bounced all the way to number three. Yeah, Rex Grossman, for those of you in Chicago who remember the name, Rex Grossman is going to start for the Washington Redskins against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Are you kidding me? With John Beck, the number three guy, who once upon a time was highly touted when he was a draft pick going to Miami, is now going to be the number two guy, and they're going to basically finish out your season for your skins. And again, they obviously don't want to pay McNabb the money that he's going to be owed. They're not planning on picking up that $10 million option. But, you know, you look at the gamut of what's available to McNabb. There are programs and teams out there that certainly, absolutely, bottom line, could use Donovan McNabb. Arizona comes to mind in a hurry. Again, I don't know what your perspective is personally, but you know some programs around this league that are certainly, and how would he look in a Minnesota Viking uniform right now? All right, how would he look maybe in a, you know, Denver's in a little bit of turmoil. Kyle Horton had a big year, but now they're looking at Tebow as they're basically eliminated. How would he look there? How would he look in a Cleveland uniform with Peyton Hillis as a running back there? Gosh, let's see. other options. Maybe you know, far fetched, but maybe a Tennessee is an option. Gosh, I'm running down this gamut. Yeah, you guys, bear with me a second. Arizona still looks like you know the most prevalent pick, but gosh, would he look good right now? Obviously, if he were in Arizona Cardinal with Larry Fitzgerald, a decent offensive line. You know, Arizona has a quarterback. They probably have a whole different future right now. Anyway, obviously, you guys know me. I can rant and rave about things like this. It's just saddening for someone who's such a class act like Donovan McNabb to have to go through something like this. But now onto something that's a little bit more exciting, a little more fun. Michael Vick. Michael Vick this week, again, for those of you playing in your fantasy sports, if you've got Michael Vick on your roster, you're set. Michael Vick against the Giants. The Giants are going to do what they do, but Mike Vick is Mike Vick, and that's all you need to know. He's on point right now to put up you know, two passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, even against the Giants, even on the road. Again, Mike Vick, Tom Brady, neck and neck for your MVP this year. And right with those guys, Maurice Jones-Drew in the running game. But, again, Michael Vick, a wonderful story of resurgence, of recovery, of repair, life repair, whatever you want to call it. Mike Vick, the story of the season. So, without further ado, 10:06, let's get into your fantasy projections. And I don't know exactly what you've got going on, but let's break them down for you by position. So, your quarterbacks out of the gate. Mike Vick, again, number one, projected to go off for 24 points. Followed closely by Peyton Manning. Everyone knows that game against Jacksonville this weekend is huge. Peyton projected at 23 points. That would be three tutties through the air. A possible pick, but again, Peyton should have a big game. Number three, of course, Tom Brady. And this has got to be courtesy of the matchup. They're going against the Green Bay Pack. Look, Brady against the NFC North has been an absolute explosion for his numbers this year. It's one of the reasons he's one of the favorites for MVP. He's just been an absolute machine. They've got it projected to go off for three touchdowns. Again, 20 easy points for TB against a depleted Packers squad that does not have Aaron Rodgers going into this game. Again, you got a feel for Matt Flynn. It's the hand you're dealt. Welcome to the National Football League. You got to come out there on what's going to be a very, very chilly night in New England. Play a very, very a good, solid New England team that's putting up points like crazy. Just ask the Chicago Bears. Number four on the list is John Kitna. Dallas, again, a shot to play well against the Redskins. The Redskins don't scare you on the corner, so naturally John Kitna is an odds-on favorite, projected to go off for 18. Behind John Kitna this week, Matt Ryan. Atlanta gets to go up to the Great Northwest and play Seattle. Matty Ice projected to go for two tutties. This weekend, another 18 points. Right behind him, an interesting one, Josh Freeman, the Tampa Bay quarterback, projected to go off for 18. And you know, even though we saw Phillip Rivers the other night, Thursday night, put up a ton of numbers thanks to Vincent Jackson's return. He was projected for 17, certainly went off for more than that. And right behind him this week was Drew Brees. So those 1, 2, 3, 6, that's your top 8. Collins would have been 9. He's your 9th pick. That would have been at least 2 touchdowns for Tennessee. And, again, that's all matchup driven. And Jason Campbell, the Oakland Raiders quarterback, projected also for 2 and 15 points. So those are starting your top 10 QBs going into what would be week 15 in the National Football League. On the running back side, now this is going to be a little bit different because we're starting off with someone out of Oakland. For those of you who know, Darren McFadden gets the matchup field this week with 2 potential touchdowns, projected for 25 points. Chris Johnson right behind him out of Tennessee. Then you get your Arian Foster, your Peyton Hillis at 4. Jamal Charles, if he plays, projected to be number 5, Steven Jackson out of the Rams. They get KC this weekend. And even though KC's a little improved on defense, obviously it doesn't affect the projections on Steven Jackson. And then, of course, Maurice Jones-Drew. Projected for 17 and at least one touchdown. Don't be surprised if MJD goes off for much more than that. Again, it's the Colts. They don't play defense well, but they are at home. So, yeah, there you go. Ray Rice behind him. Then, of course, Michael Turner. And Michael Turner has absolutely been a touchdown machine. Seattle does not play the run very, very well, but they are at home, and when they're home, they play better. Right behind him, of course, Matt Forte. And let's see, 3, 6, 9. Matt Forte rounds out your top 10 this week, projected to go up for 16 points. He's guaranteed, well, I should never say guaranteed, projected to get you a tutty and some yardage against that that Minnesota defense on what may be a very, very frozen turf there in TCF Bank. Your wide receivers this week, Reggie Wayne projected to get you 17 points, followed by Andre Johnson in Houston, then Roddy White, then a Deion Branch. Again, Branch has been huge coming to New England. This the deal of the year, obviously, getting rid of Randy Moss, bringing in Deion Branch, balancing out your offensive attack and letting it really just cut loose. And Tom Brady has just been masterful. So Deion Branch moved up to that number four. DeSean Jackson, number five. Hakeem Nicks, healthy once again, comes in at number six, or is that seven? That's actually six. Wes Welker, number seven. Colston is eight out of New Orleans. Santana Moss, nine. I'm not sure how that happens, unless they're thinking because Rex maybe throws a prettier deep ball, provided he can hold on to the ball. Of course, Brandon Lloyd out of Denver is number 10. Oh, every time I come across a Washington Redskins player, I just want to lose it. Anyway, it's a sad for Redskins fans. Look, first of all, Mike Shanahan's a great coach. He is, and I really hope for Daniel Snyder and the Redskin faithful that this all works out. It just looks really, really squirrely right now with what's going on with McNabb. McNabb obviously may not have been Shanahan's odds-on choice. Why is Donovan McNabb everybody's whipping boy? You know, the fans in Philadelphia booed him even though he took it all those playoff games, got you all those wins, and now he's being mistreated and disrespected in Redskin land. Go figure. Anyway, but yeah, and it's not the fans. The fans in Washington are fantastic. They're great. They're great fans, and they have not been the problem there. The problem there has certainly been administratively with Shanahan and the relationship between him and his quarterback just not working out. All right, moving on. Tight ends. Jason Witten's number one this week. Vernon Davis is number two. Tony Gonzalez out of Atlanta, number three. Kellen Winslow, there's our guy this week, number four. Kevin Boss, number five. Zach Miller out of Oakland, followed by Bo Scaife, Mercedes Lewis, and Gronkowski. Look for Gronkowski to have a big game in the rounding out number 10. Again, that's a Green Bay defense he's going against that has struggled right now, again, purely due to injuries. Taking a look at your defenses this week. Why am I not surprised that the Bears are the number one projected defense? Of course, they get a depleted and beat-up Minnesota squad who's going to be starting Joe Webb. That's right. You never heard of him. He's a third-string quarterback. Brett Favre's not ready to go. Tavares is done for the season with turf toe, and it looks like they're going to be going with number three. And if you're the Bears, you're playing, again, out in the cold. You're already angry about the situation the NFL's put you in. Go ahead and take it out on the third-string rookie quarterback, basically. The Patriots, number two. Why? Because they get the Green Bay Packers at home. Yeah. Go figure. Cardinals, number three. Steelers, number four this week. Falcons, five. Browns, six. Cowboys, seven. Dolphins, eight. Chargers, nine. Bills, 10. All of these are driven by the matchup. Now, there is a little love for the Vikings defense because, again, you don't want to lose two games to your in-division rival, which would be the Chicago Bears. So expect the Vikings defense to play certainly better. Again, the defense hasn't played poorly. The offense just is in disarray right now, so. Tis what a T.I. tis, and unfortunately, they get to bear the brunt of it. You know, look, I'm a NFC North guy, so I really, really, have no love for the Minnesota Vikings, the purple and gold. I mean, again, but I love the NFL, so you want to, you want to see people do well. I love Adrian Peterson, and I certainly hope he does well, except when he's playing our faithful Chicago Bears. A couple of things you need to know. Let's see. The Giants, O.C. Umenyiora gets fined. I'm not sure exactly what he got fined for. Haven't quite got all the ins and outs about that, but he did get fined. $12,500 for a hit on Tavares Jackson during the 21-3 victory of the Giants over the Vikes. So not really quite sure what that's really all about, but again, didn't see the hit, so really can't comment too much on that. Anyway, moving forward, we've got your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks tonight. We got your VIN picks. And anything you want to talk about tonight. So this is Blog Talk Radio for those of you following us. Now, you all have this wonderful propensity of not calling the show at 619-639-4747, but waiting until the show has played, run, been archived, and then you basically abuse it by downloading it to the tune of 900 downloads for those of you playing fantasy sports or those of you needing it. I guess maybe you can't follow the show. So here's the deal. If you're trying to call me at 639-4747 during the week, well, obviously the show's already aired. So, no, you look like an idiot. Don't do that, all right? Just go ahead, play your archive, get the information you need, go ahead and run with it. And I thank you for being an integral part of the Fast 30 Minutes of Sports. Again, for those of you that do want to call in, hey, 619-639-4747. But the show airs Friday nights, 10 p.m. to 10:30. All right? You got me? I hope so. Anyway, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, let's move on. Ah! Did I just get bit by something? Oh, yeah. I'm a big boy. I'm good. I can take it. Anyway, what's up next? You're Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locked, courtesy of ESPN Radio. Mike and Mikey in the Morning. Go get them, fellas.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN Radio exclusive.
All right, golly, can we go for week 15? And my motto this week is...
Oh, God.
What is oh, God?
Oh, another motto.
Your picks stink, and yet you want to give a motto every week. Your motto should be, my picks stink. Do opposite of what I do.
All right, let's do that.
I think the New Orleans Saints are underrated, underappreciated, under the radar, under the best team in football.
For once, you actually said something that makes sense.
Which means they're going to get shellacked at Baltimore this week.
No!
Who knows? It's outdoors. Weather will be bad. That probably doesn't work into their high-flying act. Drew Brees will struggle with a still good, if not as good, Baltimore defense.
Interception! Touchdown! Ravens!
I'll take the Ravens, giving 2.5, even though I absolutely think they're going to lose.
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever! But at this point, I'm willing to try anything.
All right, Creaney, I'm going to the Meadowlands where the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
This place is so strange.
The Eagles already beat the Giants this year. This one in the Meadowlands. Giants can get this one, get the lead, and split with Philadelphia.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Well, this concerns all of us.
Okay.
And I think the Giants, the way they're running the ball right now and the way their defense is playing, I think they're going to get the win at home.
Can I just advise you? Shut up.
And put themselves in prime position. I go with the Giants over the Eagles.
Why don't you just say it? I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggin.
I'll give you a bonus pick this week because we're going to go head-to-head on another game.
Shut up.
Quickly, I'll go head-to-head with you on this.
You better shut your big yeah.
I like the Eagles in this game. They have the Giants number.
Shut up.
Take Philly for the win on the road.
Shut up, fool.
Also, take Indy at home. That's our head-to-head game. The Colts giving 5 points at home to the Jaguars. You know what?
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 Not so fast, my friend. That's what Lee Corso would say. It ain't over. The Colts ain't dead yet. I know I called them dead a few weeks ago, but what in the world do I know? I'm an idiot.
It was a bit. I was doing shtick, I tell you. Home it up, home it up, home it up.
I like the Colts at home. I'm still not buying Jacksonville. I'll give the 5 points.
Did you hear that?
I don't bet against Peyton Manning an awful lot, but I'm buying into Jacksonville.
Bummed about that gut. Wish you had rock hard abs. Look, if I were you, I'd just buy some bigger shirts.
You know who this is?
The second week in a row.
I know it has.
I assume you're making those cartoon noises to attract my attention. Am I correct in my assumption, you fish-faced enemy of the people?
But I was talking about Brandon Jacobs one time.
This Maurice Jones-Drew! Well, that's what he's going to do all over Indianapolis. They're going to run the ball and control the ball.
Touchdown! Maurice Jones-Drew!
Either way, I think this is going to be a close game. But I think Jacksonville can go to Indy and get the win. But you know what? Give me those 5 points.
Even the guy who can't think says something. You guys just stand there? Come on!
Yeah, that's a lot more annoying than my mottos. I'll tell you that right now.
Not a chance. Look at my record. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm sorry. It's not important. It's a minor compulsion. I can deal with it if I want to. It's just that I've had it ever since I was a baby, and I find it very comforting.
And those Yee Week 15 Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
I feel very confident that we'll be triumphant.
I think this has been the best year of these that we've had. Mike and Mike in the Morning, our peak Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Joaquin and Baklava Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
Put those together on radio. Bethany came over to the radio side this week, and Craig Possible and Hip Hip.
Oh, hey!
On the TV side, by the way, stats shadowed Craig Possible while he did this. Shadowed.
I heard there was a lot of texting with Kim Possible during that.
I don't know. All I know is we had a lot of shadowing going on. It's like one day Liam is shadowing little Sethy over there to find out how you tuck jeans into boots.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, Sethy one day is shadowing over here to figure out what we do, even though he's been working on the show for like 9 years.
I'm shadowing George Bodenheimer. Next week.
And he's having you arrested.
Yeah. He won't know I'm there. I'm just shadowing him.
Exactly right. So those are your picks this week. Again, for the record, it's humiliating. For the season, I am 7-18-3.
Stink.
It's incredibly helpful.
Horribly bad.
It's incredibly bad.
Yeah.
Golic is 15-11-2. I have Baltimore -2.5 over New Orleans. Golic with the Giants -2.5 over the Eagles. And we go head-to-head on Indy and Jacksonville. I've got the Colts. I'm giving 5. Golic is taking the points.
That's a lot of points for that game.
Five? You know what? It's Vegas. It's not, I mean, people around the country don't bet Jacksonville. They don't Jacksonville.
Right.
They're not buying Jacksonville. They're going to look at a game and they're going to say, give me Peyton Manning and the points. So we'll see what happens. It'll be a very interesting weekend. This is a terrific weekend in pro football. Let's pick some of the other meaningful games on the schedule this week, because there are certainly quite a few of them. One that's not getting a lot of attention, but it has an enormous amount of meaning in a lot of places, is Atlanta-Seattle. The Falcons are giving 7 points on the road. That's a long trip.
Yeah, it is.
Seattle looking to take control of that NFC West. Atlanta's got to hold off New Orleans, so it's a meaningful game. Are you willing to give 7 points with the Falcons on the road?
It's a lot of points, but I think I am. The Atlanta Falcons have a lot riding on here, and Seattle's such a Jekyll and Hyde team. They could step up and play well here, but I just like Atlanta. Again, with Michael Turner able to control the ball, Matt Ryan and Roddy White, what they can do. I think they make that cross-country trip, and they take it by more than a touchdown.
It's a tough one because Seattle, when they've been bad, they've been awful.
Yep.
So you're not that afraid to give 7 points.
Right.
You know, they could lose by 20.
But then they could be good, and all of a sudden it's a tight game.
At home, boy, that's a tough game to
make
figure.
Make a pick.
I'll take the points.
All right.
I'll take Seattle. We did not pick the Jets and the Steelers. Jets are getting, and we're using today's lines in the USA Today. Jets are getting 6 points at Pittsburgh.
It's a lot of points.
It's not like these.
Well, it's not like these offenses have been juggernauts. I guess that's my point.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to give the
Jet offense not being a juggernaut works in the favor of the line, right? The Jets have only scored a combined total of 9 points.
I'm giving the points.
I think you have to be crazy not to. I mean, how do you watch the way the Steelers have played lately, the way the Jets have played lately, the history, which is the Jets have never won in Pittsburgh, and not come away thinking the Steelers are going to win this game handily? It'd be almost impossible to do. You want to pick? How about Green Bay at New England? The Patriots are giving 11. I think that is based upon the fact that there is an expectation Aaron Rodgers will not play. If Aaron Rodgers were playing, I would guess it would be maybe more like 7.5.
Yeah,
if
the line stays at 11 and Aaron Rodgers is playing, I'll take the points. If he's not playing, I'll give the points.
Well, the way New England is playing.
They're playing so well.
Can
I know.
They stay on this
I was
going to
say, can they stay on this torrid pace? Can they
Green
do
Bay's
that?
Playing for their season and they know
they are.
So,
again, this is going to come down to who's playing quarterback.
That's the problem. You don't know
who's
playing quarterback.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. If Rodgers is playing, I think they'll keep it closer than that. Let's do one more. Dallas, Washington, Mike. It's always interesting. You know, these two teams, Redskins, have fallen on ridiculous times. Cowboys trying to keep from having a losing season. Rivalry game. Cowboys at home giving 6.
Dallas is playing some, you know, I think they're playing certainly a lot better than they were at the beginning of the year. I think they would. Washington, I mean, who knows what's going on there? Is there talk of
Rex Grossman
playing in the game? I mean, that would be a feather in the cap for Dallas. I'll take Dallas and I'll give the point.
Me too. That would be my lock of the week. Give me the Cowboys -6 at home, and those are the picks.
Do it live. We're doing it live. Okay, an off week down the home stretch hurts, but not as much as the Bears getting hammered at home. Now 139-69 for the season, we're still atop all the leaderboards. Week 15 poses many challenges, but I think we've got a plan and some answers for you. Here we go. 49ers at Chargers. So 40 points against the Seahawks didn't impress you. What does San Francisco have to do to get some love? Obviously more than beat up on Seattle. So the Chargers are 9-point favorites in this game. People forget just how bad the NFC West is, but lo and behold, the Niners had something to play for. Even at 5-8, they were only one game out of first. The Seahawks and Rams lose, and it's crowded atop that Niners. Again, supposing they could have even pulled it off. Okay, let me stop teasing it. We all saw the game. Chargers blow them out 34-7. Anyway, we had the Chargers by 7. Look out, Chiefs. It's going to be fun in the AFC West. Chiefs at Rams. This should be a very interesting game. I think I might attend. No. The Rams need to win to stay atop the NFC West, and the Chiefs are in the same boat trying to stave off a late charge by the San Diego Chargers. With so much at stake, look for a Donnybrook down in the loo. No matter how you dress it up, Matt Castle has to play for the Chiefs to have a chance. The Rams are better than advertised, and the Chiefs are about to discover that. The line is 1, and that's probably accurate. I'll be the homer and take the home team in a close one. Texans at Titans. Who cares? An underachieving set of teams that have let their cities down greatly. Okay, so on paper, it's an even matchup. Look for a fantasy home run from Arian Foster and Chris Johnson. Beyond that, have a great day. Titans by 1. Jaguars at Colts. Game of the season for Indy. They need a win like a fat kid needs a diet. Jags win, the season is over for the Colts. Look for Indy to play fast and strike quick. Look for Jacksonville to weather an early push and slow the game with Maurice Jones-Drew. If this is a close game late, and I never thought I'd say this, the edge actually goes to Jacksonville due to the running game. I love Payton, but he needs help. Reggie Wayne must play big for Indiana to get this win. Colts by 3. Cardinals at Panthers. Okay, another who cares game. Well, I'll tell you who cares. The War Room guys who make the picks in the upcoming draft. So, and those playing for, you know, jobs next season, it will be on display. Skelton gets another start, and as he learns on the job, the Cardinals are improving. Panthers are the favorite for the first time this year. Too bad. The Cards run it down Carolina's throat. Cardinals by 2. Browns at Bengals. Peyton Hillis should get back on track, even though the Bengals are favored and should win the game at home. Look for the Browns running game to go big. T.O. and Ocho have found out that the other 51 guys in the roster are as important as they are. See the 10-game losing streak. Bengals by 1. Bills at Dolphins. The Bills have played tough all season, and amazingly enough, the Dolphins are still with an outside shot at the playoffs. With something to play for, lean toward Miami at home. Dolphins by 4. Eagles at Giants. This will probably be the most physical game of the season for both teams. Both are fighting for the 2 seed currently held by Chicago and the division title. Michael Vick will do what Mike Vick does, and the Giants' defense will slow him down quite a bit. But Vick and the Eagles have been resilient, and don't be surprised if Philly pulls the mild upset. The Giants are favored by 2, and should be. Eli to Hakeem and Mario all day, and the Giants will win by 2. Redskins at Cowboys. The Skins are in turmoil, and the Cowboys are playing like they care once again. A decent effort comes from the Redskins. Did I just say that? I'd love to say Redskins and McNabb, the Cowboys are far too talented, blah, blah, blah. But we just found out McNabb has been benched in lieu of Rex Grossman. And Shanahan comes on the air and simply says that he needs to take a look at Rex and then the other third guy. So McNabb hasn't been just benched for no reason. This is it. This is an absolute disaster. Guaranteed $3.5 million for the rest of the year. Thank you very much, Donovan. We never loved you. It's an absolute shame for someone who's just such a class act. Donovan, you deserve better, buddy. You really, really did. Anyway, Cowboys by 7. Lions at Buccaneers. Proving you're good is never easy, even when you're 8-5 and in the playoff hunt. The Lions' Calvin Johnson is always a bright spot, and the Lions' D is improving. But the offense still can't generate enough points, and though the defense is better, the Bucs are too much at home. Look for Kellen Winslow to have a big game as the Bucs go to 9-5. Buccaneers by 5. Saints at Ravens. Great matchup. At a critical time for both squads, the Saints seems to have found the swag again, and the Ravens are doing just enough to win each week with great defense and an average offense. A slight edge goes to the Ravens only because they're at home. But I'm going oppo on this one. Give me the Saints by 3 and a great game with a great finish. Falcons at Seahawks. Matty Ice in the great Northwest. Seahawks can pose a challenge in this one. At home, fighting for a playoff spot. The Falcons must be on their game. A letdown, and there the New Orleans Saints sitting in the catbird seat, looking at that number one seed in the NFC. All that said, Falcons should hold serve on the road by 5. Jets at Steelers. The Jets have quit playing recently, and for Jet fans, that has to be disheartening. The Steelers mean business at home, and they should dominate. Look for big men to feed Rashad Mendenhall, and the Steelers will be rolling. The Jets' D is overrated, and it gets exposed in this one. Steelers by 7. Broncos at Raiders. Broncos on the road? Raiders in a beatdown again? Darren McFadden will run wild, and even though Kyler will put up some numbers, oh wait, he may not even play now. It's all this posturing about, is it time for Tim Tebow? The Raiders win it big. Raiders by 7. Packers at Patriots. No Aaron Rodgers? No chance. The Packers were largely doomed anyway. With Rodgers out, it just makes it worse. Patriots may take their foot off the proverbial accelerator, but not likely. The Patriots have owned the NFC North, and that won't change anytime soon. Patriots by 10. Bears at Vikings. In the snow, in the cold, in a college stadium, and they don't want it any other way. Should the Bears find a way to lose this game, it means you're playing a home wild card game. This actually means more to Chicago for obvious reasons. The Vikings will play hard, but the Bears should win this one by 4. That's how we see it going down. And remember, we love you at the fastest 30 minutes of sports, and there's nothing you can do about it. Check out the fastest 30 minutes of sports every Friday night at 10 p.m. For that, these are your Vin Picks. I'm Vinny Moore. Have a great night. Love you. See you next week.